Word Jam.
Well, here we are again in the country of the goose. The country of the goose, that's kind of a strange thing to say, but I'll explain. Today I thought I'd feature a couple of great musicians from El Paso. The Darrell brothers, but it's actually Doug and Darrell Adams. And they were fantastic musicians, and they played in a couple of groups that I'm going to feature. This first group is called Whalen Wall, which you hear in the background, which was Doug and Darrell, Mike Cancellari on guitar, and David Rutledge on drums, who wrote this song you hear in the background. It's called Country of the Goose.
The animals, they will vanish, and the fish will leave the brook. The dog will eat his brothers, and the hunter knows where to look. The women keep laughing and smearing the turtle sweet juice. Oh, the dead men they find in the tiger's great paw.
Now is the time to leave the world.
Cause there ain't nothing left for me and you. Yeah, yeah. Except death.
David Rutledge wrote some of the songs, and the rest of them were written by Doug Adams. And here's one that I always liked called Don't Go. I think one reason why I really like this song, it's Mike Cancellari's guitar playing. I think he's a really soulful cat. He always liked to cut himself down as a guitar player, but I always thought he was one of the best guitar players to ever come out of El Paso. And the other reason I like this song, it's the insane vocals that Doug comes up with in the end of this song. Check this out. I really like the energy of this band. Whalen Wall was something else. I really did like them. I guess they'd be considered a psychedelic band. That's kind of interesting because this was done in the late 60s and the 70s in my Upper Valley studio in El Paso in a little three-track studio. Well, all these masters, I don't know how this guy got a hold of them, but Rockadelic Records heard some Whalen Wall stuff somehow. I don't know how, but he did. And asked to put out an album on Wailing Wall. So if you can find it, it's kind of interesting. The name of the label is Rockadelic Records, and the name of the album is, how's this, Wailing Wall. Okay, so you can check it out on there, folks. I'm going to let you know it's a collector's item. In fact, it is Rockadelic Records RRLP-47. So that's what it is, and it's called Wailing Wall. So little plug for Rockadelic. Doug and Darryl, you know, after this band kind of went its way, you never know why bands quit being, but after they quit this band, they got a couple of other really fine musicians, and by this time I had moved to Memphis, and they came down and recorded in Memphis, and this is a totally different sound. Check this out. Well, the Adams Brothers always had a knack for hanging out with good musicians. These guys were no exception. They call themselves Kite. They came to Memphis, and just in a few days, they recorded a bunch of pretty phenomenal tunes. Jack Barrett was playing drums, and I'm sorry I can't remember the guitar player's name. But here's another one of the songs, and it's called Flying. I love this. I was on the internet looking up Wailing Wall, and here's some stuff, just some chatter about it. Very unusual sound, spearheaded by brothers Darryl and Doug Adams, who later went on to the West Coast and released LP with a Middle Eastern influence band called Light Rain. This album has a spooky late night vibe and lyrics that reveal new meaning upon every listen. great guitar work by Mike Cancellari and twisted vocals by drummer-songwriter David Rutledge. Visions of late-night desert peyote, hallucinations on song like Scissortail Swallow and Country of the Goose complement hard rock. Captain Beefheart vibe on Mad Rapper, unusual timing and phrasing make this a journey into the twisted back roads of El Paso's great rock and roll heritage. This is destined to be one of our most sought-after releases and has been compared to fellow Texas psychedelic monster Cold Sun by some. 33 pounds. Interesting. That's a few years ago. This writer is talking about visions of late-night desert peyote hallucinations on songs like Scissortail Swallow. Well, here's Scissortail Swallow for all of you late-night desert peyote hallucinating enthusiasts. Well, we're coming to the end of another Word Jam. I'd like to thank all of you folks for listening. And I especially want to thank Wailing Wall. I want to thank Doug and Daryl and Mike and David. I love you guys. You're one of my favorite bands of all time. So, folks, thanks for listening to
Word Jam.
Number 40.